Good morning and welcome to Live Dharma Sunday for January 3rd, 2016. Koyo Kubose here. So very, very glad you joined us. We're at the start of a new year. Yeah, boy. I trust your end of the year celebrations and everything went fine. I was thinking that New Year's Eve, when we lived in Japan, there was in Kyoto, Japan, very traditional city, there's a particular shrine that, temple that had a ritual where people could come on New Year's Eve and you could get a little length of rope. I don't remember exactly what it was made out of. Maybe it was about 3 feet long. And you lit one end of it in a fire that was burning at the temple. And then you took this home to light the fire, the first fire for the new year, in your home burner. And I guess this stems from in the olden days, the hearth, they had a little cutout sort of in the middle of the room. And that's what, that was their kitchen and tiny room, living room. And you lit it, and then there was a, you could, there was a hanger that held a pot and you cooked right there. So it stems from that. And but the neat thing was the thing would, the rope would have a glow to it. You know, it's not a flame. It lit, and then it's sort of like a, maybe like a, and you, like a punk, you know, what we used to call a punk, which you would use to light things. And you kept your spark glowing by twirling this rope, and that kept the spark alive. And so everyone would be walking home and twirling their ropes and going home to light the first fire for the New Year's. And I was thinking, you know, the months of the year are named after, I think, Greek gods, maybe Roman gods. And January is named for Janus, J-A-N-U-S. And Janus is the Roman or Greek god for being able to look in several directions at the same time. It's depicted with a head that has faces on all four sides. And I remember also when we used to live in North Carolina, there was a theater complex called Janus. And there, you know, they had four theaters there, all facing in the four directions. But the idea of being able to look in two opposite directions, say front and back, let's just put it that way. To be able to look front and back at the same time, there's a good teaching there. Being able to look at the new and the old, having wide perspective, realizing where one's been in terms of the past, enables us to look more in a better way to understand where we're going in the future. So this is an example of the non-dualistic way of oneness. Okay. To be able to appreciate and utilize past experiences that you've gone through in the past year to be able to go forward in the new year. So So terms like new or future don't stand alone. They're integrated with the old and the past. And we should be able to not only appreciate, but you know, utilize this in the way in our living. So I've learned different things. It's kind of interesting where the use of words and symbols, there's a lot of stuff on the internet where it says, if you want to know a slang word, where a word, slang phrase, saying originated from, or, you know, you start learning this and then you can Google a lot of things, other things come up, and using a baby, new baby, as a symbol for the new year, how did that get started, and so forth. Very interesting. But beginner's mind, they start the new year just like a new baby. We should take that to heart in the terms of beginner's mind. Okay. I think there's a lot of families that have a custom of cleaning their house at the end of the year. So they'll start out with a clean house, new year. We should do the same for our minds. Well, today's guest to give us a Dharma glimpse lives in California. She is a member of Lay Minister 8 group, and we'd like to have her give us a Dharma glimpse for today.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everyone. My Dharma glimpse today is oneness with rising sun and falling leaves. Lake Del Valle is located in the Diablo Range, about an hour's drive east of San Jose, California. It's one of my husband's favorite fishing sites. We had an enjoyable Saturday morning there in November of the past year. He took his fishing gear, and I took my camera and my book, Zen Koans, by the late Gyome Kubose Sensei. We woke up at 5 o'clock a.m., left home a few minutes before 6, and arrived at our destination around 7. The sun was still not out, but it cast a beautiful splash of golden orange across the valley's horizon, illuminating the dark blue-gray early morning sky. When we reached the mountain where the reservoir was located, the rising sun was still not high enough to illuminate the beach where we set up our fishing spot. On the mountain to the west of the lake, the sun's faint golden rays highlighted the trees and shrubs on the slopes facing east. Although the lake was still in the dark, there was just enough light to see our surroundings. As the sun gradually rose, we could see several fishermen and fisherwomen lined along the shore, their poles already in the water. We had decided the night before to make this trip, so I had not planned anything special for the early part of the morning. As I stood on the beach, I had a sudden urge to take some photos of the sun as it came over the mountaintop. Quickly, I took out my little Olympus camera, turned it on, then looked for the brightest area on the mountain ridge where the sun would come up. I was only interested in clicking at what I saw, trusting the automatic features of Olympus to manage the technical part, the focusing and lighting. I waited for that sun to show its morning face so that I could greet it with a cheerful peekaboo and click it. But I wanted more than one shot, as many as I could get, to record its rising brightness for as long as I could look at it without blinding myself. I had never really seen the sunrise from the very beginning. This day at Lake Del Valle was my very first experience seeing the new sun. The waiting took longer than I had thought it would. I felt young again, feeling like I had as a child, waiting to see something for the first time. I don't know how long I waited, but suddenly there it was, peekaboo, click, went the camera. It was glorious. I did it. after all these years, I did something I wanted to do for a long, long time, but hadn't even thought of doing it until that morning. Yes, every day is a new day, as Gyomei Sensei wrote in his books. Well, I continued to click the sun's brightening rays for as long as I could. I was totally locked on to the morning sun in oneness. Nothing else mattered for those brief heavenly moments. I had waited for a long time. Then it was over, just like that. As the bright sun rose higher into the clear blue sky, the morning was calm and rather warm. I was sitting near the water, helping my fishing partner keep watch on his two poles. It was very peaceful, sitting in the sun, absorbing vitamin D. I dozed off for a bit, but woke up when the sun began to feel too hot. I took my chair and moved up into the shade of the trees, over 20 feet up the slight hill. I sat at a picnic table, feet propped up on the bench, and read some Zen koans, but not for long. A sudden gust of wind blew in from the north, and I looked up at the sky, seeing huge fingers of clouds reaching out toward me. Then, to my surprise, I began to see dozens of leaves flying off the trees, some flying out and up, others floating down at angles away from their mother trees. It was so beautiful, like a colorful snowstorm, and I had to get some photos if I could. I grabbed Olympus from its bag and started shooting up at the sky, hoping to catch a few leaves, front side, back side, upside, downside, whatever side. Two young girls who were picnicking at a nearby table squealed gleefully as they tried catching the leaves. I snapped a few shots of them, the young faces reminding me of my youthful days. The wind kept blowing and the leaves continued to fall, though seemingly fewer by this time. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, how long did it last? I truly don't know. I wasn't even aware of time, but only of the flying leaves. It was exhilarating. Like those two young girls running and chasing the falling leaves, I also was running around, clicking Olympus as fast as I could to catch as many leaves as possible in the photos. I was having so much fun. The enjoyment of the activities in oneness with the rising sun and the flying, falling movements of the leaves cannot be truly captured in the photos, but they are only symbolic reminders of my experiences of oneness with the sky and nature that morning. What a wonderfully, surprisingly new day that Saturday we went to Lake Dalval. My husband for the trout and I for fun with Olympus in oneness with the rising sun and the falling leaves. Thank you for sharing this time listening to my Dharma Glimpse. Happy New Year in oneness, Gassho.
Thank you very much. It really struck me as I listened to the Dharma Glimpse that about a sunrise. I may be mistaken, but I think most of us rarely see a sunrise. You know, we see it when we're inside waking up, get up, new morning, and let's say it's dark outside, and then it starts to get, you know, brighter. So we know that the new day has begun, and it's a very basic change from dark to light. But we don't really see a sunrise, the sunrise itself, pretty rare. Because you, unless you have a certain kind of a house with a big old a picture window that's facing east and it's high up, you won't see a sunrise unless you were outside. And most of us spend our mornings inside and going to the bathroom and washing up and getting ready for the day. So unless we went camping, or even when we went camping, you might still be in a tent. Okay, to be able to, I think you have to make a special effort to go up, to go early. Now maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe fishermen, that's the key. As fishermen, get up early and are out on the lake when it's early in the morning. And so I might hear some feedback from fishermen, or maybe golfers too that go out early. But for most of us, it's pretty rare. And I encourage everyone to make an effort to go see a sunrise. Even if you go fishermen or golfers or whatever, your purpose is not to really focus in for the sunrise, and so you still might miss it because it's a relatively quick event. So I would suggest to go, and then you got to research out what the best spot is. With all these buildings and everything in cities, you have to go to a certain spot, maybe a higher place or whatever. Or maybe you might have to be going to the top of a high hotel to figure out the directions and everything. But, okay. But if you go see a sunrise, there's something about that. You're just sitting, waiting. You'll see what they call a false dawn. Because when the sun hasn't broken the horizon yet, but you know it's so powerful that it starts to get light already before the sunrise. But then to see it pop up, that spark of light. And this is very relevant to our approach to Buddhism, our organization, which is Bright Dawn, which is, of course, the translation of Gyome, my father's Dharma name, which is translated as Bright Dawn. So we're the Bright Dawn Center of Oneness Buddhism. So sunrise, and of course our logo shows a sunrise in the middle of a Bodhi leaf. And Bodhi means wisdom. And Bodhi, you know, Gautama Buddha sat under a Bodhi tree. And I think it was an Indian people, P-I-P-A-L, people tree, came to be known as a bow tree, or Bodhi, the wisdom tree. This is where he was sitting in meditation. He had come to the end of his rope, so to speak. 6 years of aesthetic practices and studying with teachers and doing all kind of things and fasting. It was said that he could touch his spinal cord by pushing in his belly. He was so thin. And he's almost, dying. And he said, what good is this kind of approach to mortify your body like that? And this, of course, was one of the origins for the middle way. Okay. Not being distracted by the luxury of his previous palace life as a prince, and not being going overboard with all these aesthetic practices. Hey, it's the middle way. Concentrate on who you are, self-awareness, introspection, reflection. And so at that time, after 6 years of searching, he said, I'm going to sit down under this tree and I'm not going to move until I get some true resolution. He had gotten a lot of teachings from other teachers and things, but nothing that deeply transformed him. You know, his own self-awareness and realizations. So for 6, well, maybe 7 days and nights, he sat there, and then on the morning of the 8th morning, met the morning star gently with such mental clarity, and Buddhism started. The Dharma was always existing, always around, but he was the one to realize it and be able to express it in a certain kind of way for us. Now, sunrises and bright dawn and this kind of expressions also is close to me because my Dharma name is Koyo, which my father gave me when I was born, being a minister's son. You know, most people, Japanese Americans, have a English name. And many times they're given a Japanese middle name. And so my middle name was Koyo, was a Dharma name, and my Japanese name, Ko, the Chinese character for it, for Ko is to face, toward. And then Yo is the sun, S-U-N. So Koyo means to face the sun. So I always use this Dharma name to remind me of a teaching that, you know, even though I may not be able to attain and live the teachings completely, I should always endeavor to face in the right direction. Okay? And, of course, when you face the sun, then you're in position to see the sunrise, right? Appreciate, in a sense, the fact that the darkness is what contrasts with the darkness is what makes the sunrise so brilliant, such a change, such an impact. Huh? Just like the new and the old, as I mentioned in my beginning remarks. So you have to appreciate the dark in order to know the light. We don't have to say, well, no dark, just the light, to realize that samsara is nirvana. That's kind of a more bolder, dramatic statement. It's our everyday life, meaning as human beings, we experience all kind of things and not things that just go our way as we like. So I'd like to close with just saying nature, naturalness, going out in the great outdoors, being in nature, and specifically seeing a sunrise, I recommend it. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a very beautiful day. Thank you.